Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Kingdom Message. I'm your host, Reverend Stephen Michael, and I will be joined today by Pastor Les Boyle, and he should be on momentarily. Our message today is peace and balance in the face of extremism. Yes, there is a great amount of complacent cowards who take mammon and they take money as their god rather than the God of truth and that sword of truth which will come out of our mouths that will destroy the enemy. Well, we're going to teach peace and balance today, and I hope you enjoy. We are going to start with a scripture reading, and Psalms chapter 2 is the text. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. You see, they're talking about, okay, his anointed have cords over those kings. His and Yahweh has bands over them. And they're saying, well, of course, the Creator owns everything. So this is his earth. Of course, they're going into his earth, and they think through the world and the devil that they can get away with a few things. And they even say here, and they conspire together, that they will go against Yahweh and his anointed. Verse 3, and breaking their bands asunder and casting away the cords from them. But here's Yahweh's response, and also his anointed, because it says we are seated with him in heavenly places far above all power, principality, dominion, and might. Verse 4, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Now this is a blessing and total great promises from Yahweh that we will definitely be going on the right path with him, because if they try and cut away the bands of Yahweh, his law, Christian law, and especially they're not kissing the Son, and they're not doing okay with the eternal God, Yahweh Jesus Christ, the Son, who is part of him, who is called, he was before the heavens were made, before everything, he was, he is the great I Am. Well, it says, Yeshua said that he was there before the earth was created. Jesus Christ said this. He is the eternal God. And I believe what he says above everyone else. He is, and I recognize him as the King of all kings. He is the only one who appoints authority. There is no other authority but that which he has ordained. And he said not to let a heathen rule over you. So that means, hey, you cannot recognize because they have not been ordained of Yahweh, because his law tells us who he's ordained. And he said he's only ordained those who are Christian and teach Christian law and to obey the old laws in America that are on the books still today. Okay, and they're just totally disregarding most of the laws. For example, in America, if many of these laws were just followed, for example, raping babies, men who take boys and sodomize them, okay? There is a law in the United States of America that they're to be put to death, okay? But what's going on right now? Obama just appointed the safe school czar, a guy who has supposedly dictatorial dictatorship authority over all the schools in the United States of America. And what is he? He is one of the worst activist pedophiles who believes, and he's a member of the man, the North American Man Boy Love Association, who wants to make it legal to sodomize young boys. Now, he's conspiring for felony acts, and that in America, the laws of America that are Christian laws, it says if you sodomize a boy, you can get the death penalty in several states. That is the law. You cannot get away with these kind of things. And the law says if you have any knowledge of someone who has aided and abetted the commission of any felony, you are required by law to call the police or, well, first talk to your police, ask them what their local policy is. Because you have to, there's all sorts of different jurisdictions. There's city police, there's sheriffs that do it differently, there's state police, okay? There are all different policies, but you have to talk with them, become, you know, friendly with them, ask them what you should do, because you have knowledge that someone who has aided and abetted a felony, what are they required to do? And they will tell you what you must do, and if it's in your power to stop them from escaping, that you, if that's their policy, can do something until they arrive. Now, that's just the law in most states. I'm just telling you how each would have a local policy to be sure you're friendly with all law enforcement, because that is what it's all about. Okay, these are the powers ordained of Yahweh. It's still a crime of murder, the crime that if you kill a baby before it's born, it is still a crime of murder. So you can go on and on. And, okay, I'm not going to be extreme at all. The law, just because the crime is extreme against the law, okay, just because the crime is extreme, that doesn't make me extreme for saying, well, the law says such and such. Does it not? And saying that the law says such and such, and I do not want to be a rebel. I do not want to be an insurrectionist. And saying that I do not want to be an insurrectionist or a felon or promoting a felony. No, I want to say, well, here is what the law says. I'm not going to aid and abet the commission of those crimes. And I'm not going to cover it up, coodle it, and be a complacent coward and try and deliver, like many of these complacent cowards do. They make up stories about those who promote the law, and they call them extreme, which is total baloney. The extreme people would be those who want to take the law into their own hands. I'm not saying to do that. I am saying not to even call the police. Don't even do that unless you know what their policy is for their local way to handle what situation may be. Maybe it's not an emergency. Maybe it takes time. Maybe the courts need to be involved. Maybe you have to file through the correct channels and through the correct counsel. Maybe you have to challenge it in court. There are all these different ways to do it, the law. That is the balanced, what we're teaching today. Balance, okay, peace, and balance. Number one, we have to have peace with Almighty Yahweh. We just read what he does when you do not have peace with him and you want to throw him off. Okay, right now, what are we looking at? Let's go over some examples. In Sweden, just about a year ago now, I believe, they passed a law that says, somehow, I don't know how they passed it, but they passed it. And it says that any church who has a school that is part of the church, and if they teach that God created the planet, your church will be fined such and such amount. It's a high amount, okay? That the church will be charged a heavy fine for teaching that God created the planet, because that equates to creationism, and it's against Darwinism, evolution. So even though they've come out and they always say that Darwinism is a theory, somehow, I don't know how, some people think it's scientific, when there's no scientists in the world who will call it scientific. They say it's a theory. But they will say creation is not only a theory, but an extreme, radical viewpoint that creation is, it is just total loony, and that's been adopted into the laws, that if you teach it, your school will be fined a lot, and guess what, it gets worse. On the second and third offense, it's possible that the church and the school is shut down, and they can no longer worship. Okay, so the balanced view, I believe, would be to challenge it as freedom of speech. Okay, because what crime that they're committing, because it's an extreme crime against freedom of speech. And every country in the world, I know, believes in freedom of speech, and it is one of the most important human rights in the entire world. Currently, you have every country in the world guarding that more than anything. You have freedom of assembly. You have some of the most sacred rights of human rights, so-called, they say. That is the situation there, and just because the crime is so strong against human rights, the human rights of every Swede is being violated, so that children and schools are shut down for reading the Bible that says God made the planets, that God made the earth. And they say, oh, well, you see how ridiculous it is that they think in 6 days. Actually, you know what? About half the whole church world believes that it wasn't six literal days. They believe in an old earth theology, that even a recreation of the earth, and that was just the days of grace in a spiritual sense, not even actual literal physical creation. And many others believe that it's above time and space in those times. So you can say, oh, well, one day that's 1,000 years to God, as it says in the scripture. It's not about as they put it. But they want to be theologians, all these lawmakers, and say, oh, if you teach God made the planets, in any Christian, in any schoolhouse that's attached to a church, a religious school, you can be shut down. And, yeah, who knows, maybe the child will have nowhere to go to school after that, or very limited options. It used to be that they would have creation as the only teaching, with a footnote about Darwinism and the creation as being scientific. And all the books, until the 1960s, they had mass book burnings. And all the scientific books such as this were really gotten rid of at the times. But all that's being re-uncovered. You can use Google, books.google.com, and great many textbooks are coming back available to everyone, some of the last copies. You can also check Sacred Truth Ministries. They have a great number of books that have been suppressed and back in print through them. And these kind of things we should be filling up in our libraries, things to read and be encouraged in. And yes, I think Pastor Boyle should be on any moment now, this subject. The subject we're calling our message today is peace and balance in the face of extremism. Yes, it's a hot topic right now, as definitely I have even come under heat. The police have called me by telephone, and I don't publish my my telephone, and they've called me and told me that I need to stop, they said that calling 911, yeah, dialing 911 and giving a false report to a 911 operator, that is an offense. And they told me that I must stop because it is against the law to call 911 and give a false report. That's what they told me. That's what the police, and actually there is I don't want to get into it too much, but there are foreign police involved from international, two embassies, maybe actually I believe three embassies were involved. I have proof of this on this this telephone call I received. So this wasn't just the normal police, okay? But yes, I believe it's a hot topic right now. What they were telling me to stop doing was talking about Donald Trump and talk about the disclosure of the true Kenyan birth certificate that's been filed in two courthouses, one in Philadelphia, one in California, and these cases are going forward. And they don't like hearing that it's become so popular. I just posted some CNN polls, a very popular viewpoint. Over 50% of Americans in these scientific polls conducted by AOL, Time Warner, and CNN, both independently confirmed through their scientific polls that over half the population of the United States believes Obama is not eligible to be president, or they have some doubt that he is not eligible to be president. Okay? And this situation, that just talking about that can cause the police to call me, okay? It's a bit kind of shocking. What are we getting into here? You know, some sort of communist coming against free speech again, what's considered a human right to all. I mean, that is it would be a crime not to mention it. I mean, come on. It's freedom of speech to just say, look, Fox News, look what they're saying on Fox News. What happened? Bill O'Reilly's on there, and he's interviewing Donald Trump. Okay, Bill O'Reilly hosts the most popular television show in all of the United States of America, the most watched news there is, probably more viewers than some of these most worldwide viewerships. And he's on there saying he will not back down. Donald Trump is a very popular billionaire and developer. He is on there saying he doesn't want to back down, and he will, you know, he's furious, you know, that there's been no birth certificate in that. Okay, we're looking at the highest office in the entire world, so-called, some people say it, because of the military power and the influence. And he says that that he should remove all doubt, not be spending these millions of dollars just to cover it up and just to come out and remove the doubt. Okay? This isn't something that a few extremists are saying. Like they're trying to say, well, right now the case is going forward in California with a Kenyan, official Kenyan birth certificate, with Kenyan ambassadors and everything else involved, okay, that are saying, look, this is an official birth certificate from Kenya. And the laws of the United States say that it's a total fraud, and there's so many laws that are being broken if someone got into that office. So they don't like this truth getting out. I think that's why they called me. But, hey, just because I know a few people who go visit the courthouse where that case is going on through Watchman Reporters, and we're just disclosing exactly what's going on in the courthouse, where it's online too. I mean, people can go look it up for themselves. But, right now, it's going forward. There's a case in California where there's over 10 state representatives, Ambassador Alan Keyes, these are all plaintiffs, 30 different military men, because they're being told to follow orders from someone. Okay, they have interest in this because they have to. The Constitution says who's the president, and they've sworn an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. They didn't protect. They didn't swear an oath to anything but to protect the Constitution. And what does that Constitution say? It says you must be a citizen, not a dual citizen, and it has a great number of other things. They go into that word, natural-born citizen, what they understood at the time, meaning both parents had to be nationals, U.S. nationals. But guess what? Everywhere it says, and even he was adopted again in Indonesia, but his father is Kenyan. So both parents are not citizens, and that's the issue. Okay, now if they want to carry me off to jail for this, or whatever they're threatening to do, what you're hearing right now, or if you're hearing via download, I don't know if I will get through the rest of this message, but there's people listening through ChristAssembly.com, the website, www.ChristAssembly.com. We have TalkShoe, the chat room, the you can go into and participate there. And it's a hot topic right now. Donald Trump is going around all these different interviews. And, even the international police are getting involved. So, yeah. They're very afraid that someone in the military or someone in the police, or the whole big part of the military, the police, will indeed arrest him until he can prove that he is lawfully the president. They're very afraid. That's why they're going after people like me. I mean, I just have a conviction, and I speak the truth, and I speak in balance, peaceful, okay, check. I always say I have a very good relation with law enforcement, and always check if you're not sure before you, you know, go to them and report something. You know, check what their policy is and, you know, those kind of things. So, you know, we're still gonna speak the truth. If they don't want us to do something, well, we're not calling 911 like they told me not to do. So we got that covered. I'm not dialing 911. I don't know if other people are, but they can't blame me as being the extreme one when it's an extreme crime that's been committed in the highest office in the world. It's not talking about working at, you know, all these complacent cowards just say, oh, yes, he'll be voted out, don't worry, all these kind of things. We don't believe in his policies, but, you know, well, hey, all of his policies will be rescinded if he's found that all of those were illegal, if all those things, all those acts that he made, or he's not even legally authorized to do, then all of that is null and void. So whatever policies, even just one day of him less in office, it will be all worth what the birthers are enduring. Okay, they call them birthers. It's a slanderous term. But they're all very bright, just following the basics of the law without getting into anything emotional or character attack or anything else. They're not saying that someone did anything. They're just saying, please follow the requirements of the law. And what's happening is there's some legal loopholes of sidestepping the whole matter, getting it thrown out on technicalities. But that's not it's not over. It's just the wheels of justice grind slowly. There's cases going forward. Okay, there's one where I think I should tell a few people to go out and listen in as well at the courthouse if you can, or if you are not able to go in the courthouse, at least show your support for law and order and for, as Obama even says, transparency and not hiding anything. Because that's supposedly, so someone needs to remind him, hey, man, didn't you promote that? Well, what about your long-form birth certificate? Everybody has one of those. Well, come clean, you know. That's what we're looking for. That's what, not me. I mean, I'm not the one going on TV all over the place like Donald Trump. But, yeah, here we go. I will give you the date. It's coming up here in May. Here, let's see. The one to go to, May 2nd, 9 a.m., Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, Pasadena Division Courtroom. You can go there, demonstrate in front of the courthouse or whatnot, or not. Just try and follow the news around that time and see if you can make sure you are following what's going on. Because here we have it, this Court of Appeals, they claim to follow the Constitution, okay? So I think this one will not just get into this complacent cowardice, but they will go with what the words say, what the law says. So I think we can pretty much close this one out, unless, yeah, they say, oh, well, you must produce it. Mr. Obama, please produce it. Produce the long-form birth certificate that has a signature on it, that has a seal and a signature and a doctor on it, which everyone has. Okay, well, they have already filed the Kenyan one. It's all come out. But if this is true, that he's not a citizen, I mean, then it would be very good that they find out, because obviously his intentions would not be good if that's what he went in there is doing, I would think. You know, you cannot just give everyone full faith. You have to go and follow laws and so forth. I'm not calling for anything but order, peace, and most of all, we cannot be liars. And that's what folks are trying to tell us to do. Lie. Worship money. Lie. No, our God tells us, get out that sword of truth. What is the truth? He says, if you're a Christian, you're going to take up serpents. You are going to grab those suckers. Even just from your bare existence, just because you're alive and breathing, because you're a Christian walking in the Spirit, that it's just automatically, somehow, just because you're not going to stop breathing. You can't help it. You're not going to, like, go break any laws or anything. But just because you're standing in that liberty that he's given us, you're just standing where he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he has conquered Satan. It's all in our favor because he has overcome Jesus Christ through his blood, and he has given us his laws to follow. And they are still in force in all the books, in all the nations of Israel. Some unconstitutional ones have been passed, and they've been in flux. They've been in debate, and they've remained in debate. But there's policies and so forth, no laws. The laws that have been made still stand. And you cannot have law enforcement without a law. You have sometimes these policies, which is sometimes nice and polite to do, but they cannot go against law, and they have to always disclose what law they're following. And for sure, there's no law that says you just have to stop free speech. I know there's not a law that says that. But I think that's what occurred to me, is someone threatened me totally against human rights. I mean, that's what it appears, that I need to just be quiet and lie. Okay? There's no legal... yeah, some people politically think, oh, well, my viewpoint is just... or my position is extreme about Obama, about his unlawful status. Well, I don't know what's extreme, because if they're trying to say there's no legal implication for someone to take the highest office in the world, and it just can be all brushed under the rug, all the implications, if he's not lawfully the president, and I mean, if he's found not lawfully to be president, we're talking about rescinding, I don't know how many things he signed, but come on. I mean, to say that I am extreme because I do not support rebellion against the law. I do not support this insurrection against the Constitution of the United States that they've all sworn an oath to protect. So now, I have an extreme viewpoint. I think that that's just a cowardly lie, worshiping a mammon. But guess what? They would get America be more set free and make more money if they had a special election, I think, because always God's way. The truth will set us free. That is guaranteed. Lies will always make things worse. The truth. We worship the God of truth. We don't worship these lies of money. Come on. We stick with the truth. Special election happens. Who's the most popular right now? Probably Ron Paul. We know he was before Hillary and McCain and so forth. all got the blitz from the media, and he got blacked out. He was breaking all the fundraising records, even during the blackout. He broke so many records, it was unbelievable. Just look at the third quarter. They underreported. They said he made $5 million. They said, oh, so unbelievable. He made like something like $10-something million. It was more than all the Republican candidates and half the Democrats, all the money they made all combined. And he made it for one quarter because he's so popular. And they were all small donations. He had no big donors like you have Merrill Lynch and all these others who are supporting Obama. And, the law is clear. I don't care either way. I just have to say the truth. I'm not going to lie. That's all. God, I just trust God. Sorry that it offends some other people. I don't mean to offend anyone by it. I just wish they would realize the good news. I wish they would realize what they can celebrate and enjoy in Jesus Christ, if they will just stay with the truth. Stop lying. And everything will be all right. For the extreme, for staying balanced, I think that there are people who do not want to be balanced, who do not want to follow the law. Those are the people you got to look out for. I mean, I sure as heck only support the law. I mean, but there's people out there who mean well, and they don't understand what I do about peace and have peace, you know. And they're taking a total extreme reaction to what Obama's doing. It's terrible, but we cannot allow that. We have to promote peace. And we have to promote law and follow the law and be patient for all the court cases to finally go forward and to just be smart and see, look, that whole political system is about to go down. I'm sorry, but we didn't hope for that or anything else. But you just have to be wise and to realize what is coming down the pike just so you know where to, you know, what and where to direct your affairs, and you know, not to waste your time with worthless things. I mean, time is worth a lot more than money. That's what I think. And if you're wasting your time with something for a long, long time, that's terrible. So it's just a kindful thing to also bring it out. And the kindness is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, it says, love is patient. It says, love is kind. It says that this is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All those things will be a part. It's one fruit with all those many parts. So you do not have the fruit of the Spirit unless you also have the self-control, the kindness, the gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, all the way down the list. Then you can say you have it. Like we covered last week, love, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love hopes all things, love endures all things, love believeth all things. And is not self-seeking, like some are wrongfully led to believe that being a liar and serving money first and foremost will somehow keep them safe or keep them in good standing or something along those lines with with who? I don't know, with the devil. There's no one else looking. But, the cowards would just like to say, oh, well, yep, we're the extreme ones. Doesn't matter how extreme the crime was committed, just because we say, well, I don't like that crime was committed. Well, you know what, I didn't even say I don't like that crime being committed. I just said, look out. I mean, look what's going on. Everybody be careful. That's all I've said. Because I promoted peace, promoted everybody to wait for the court cases, you know, those kind of things. That the truth comes out, truth will set you free. But yes, it is an important, very important thing that we stay balanced. There's another big thing going on in Northwestern Europe right now. They just built the largest mosque in Northwest Europe. And the thing was, there was many different laws in the building construction that were totally against the building codes and local laws, national laws, and all sorts of things where that this wouldn't be approved. But there were all sorts of protests by Muslims, and the leaders of the mosque and different Muslim leaders, they came out and said that people were going to be killed, that they were going to kill people. Okay, this is what the minorities, this supposed minority group can do. Imagine if it was on the other, she was on the other foot, and you had some Christians saying that to the government. Well, they said this publicly, it's in the newspapers and many languages. And Northwest Europe, the biggest mosque ever, guess what? Well, they let it go forward because they said, well, if you don't, we'll kill you. I mean, these were the leaders saying it. And they didn't do nothing to those leaders. I mean, they didn't charge them with the crime of murder or conspiring to commit the murders, like they said they would do. And, well, it's terrible, but the balanced people, you know, that are saying, well, okay, it's a very violent thing that they were trying to promote, and so forth, that this violent type of approach won't last. And if you just wait long enough, that these violent extremists and other Muslims will just fade away. You know, just to sit out there, you know, read your scripture. The scripture doesn't talk about Islam coming in the middle of Christendom. It doesn't even mention it. So just be patient and wait. It'll be gone, you know, type thing. Okay, but then there's these other people who take a much worse extreme reaction all over Northwest Europe because they don't like this threat. These big, huge minarets that people see from miles away, and so forth, being set up so boldly. And we can't teach that. We have to teach the patience and the peace, and to realize God is on the throne. As soon as our people repent, that we can promote their mosque to go back to their homeland, and so forth. And because right now, there's not very many people who are Christian. They've taken away their God as being Christian. And what happens is God said that all the foreigners would come and punish you. But that's only going to continue to the extent that we are in rebellion against, number one, Yahweh being our God, Jesus Christ, his son, being our God. Yeah, and we believe that Jesus Christ is Yahweh God, Almighty, Eternal. He is God, okay? That's the most important thing, is that we recognize he is the sovereign. He is the one with all the authority, and so forth. Number two is obeying his laws. Once we go back to those two things, it says he will lift the chastisement. He will lift these punishments of every single bit of our inheritance being stolen from us and so forth. And when he does, There will be a peace movement, finally, and there will be peace in our cities and so forth. You will see that all this chaos that's been going on will be lifted. And finally, all these Arab nations and all these different nations who are just only talking about blaming Western countries for all their problems. There's 70% unemployment, for example. Libya having 70% unemployment. Tunisia, over 70% unemployment. All these different nations that point the finger only at the West, that finally, again, we will recolonize them, and we will give them back the prosperity that only comes through Jesus Christ. And we would share in order, having dominion, as is ordained of Yahweh, and they can once again experience it. Right now, I believe that's what they're all calling for, because they're demanding that we recolonize them, because they're sitting out there saying, it's all our fault. They have 70% unemployment. So once we go back and give them back the jobs, like what they had under colonization, total prosperity and peace, then they'll be happy once again. These wonderful things are what's coming down the pike. The only people who are afraid are the devil, evil, the wicked, and we just have only promises of joy and wonderful prosperity. And I thank Yahweh that all of his promises are yea and amen. That and he's made over 30,000 promises in the scripture that will come to pass. Without a doubt, no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, yes. And weapons will, it says, will manifest against us, but it says they will not prosper. You can praise Yahweh, like he said, when they persecute you for righteousness' sake, because, yes, that is evidence that his spirit is working. So when I got the telephone call from the police yesterday, telling me to stop, immediately stop. Okay, I just had to thank Yahweh once again for, you know, as it says that he's given us the freedom in Christ, and we're to stand fast in the liberty to speak his word. And that when there are those telling us to stop speaking the law, stop speaking righteousness, and that you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, then you know you're on the right track. And I just got down on my knees, not physically, but in my mind, and I thanked him. And I knew he is doing a great thing and that he is working for victory. And I know that the only ones afraid are, because it says, 2 Timothy 1:7, Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear. If there's any fear, it's only the satanic and the liars who have the fear. It's the, you know, Satan is afraid that we're about to squash him. Just because we're breathing, just because we're existing, just because we're Christians, we worship Yahweh and we do not lie. That's all you have to do. And the light just goes right through, the light of truth, and burns right through all the evil. And they're just manifesting worse and worse evil. And just because we have some light, it burns right through them. It says he makes his ministers a flaming fire. I mean, you can't stop fire. Not with the kingdom of darkness. It says that the light will go in. It will not be stopped. And we're given a great many promises that what automatically happens to those who believe, to those who believe in him will take up serpents, and they'll trample the serpents. Are you trampling any serpents? Think about it. It says if you believe in him, somehow it's automatically going to happen. So just remember your position. It says he's made us the head and not the tail. if you realize that you have some sort of obstacle, it seems, it says you'll command these mountains, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall obey you. And he's given you, if you've been made in his image and you're renewed in the knowledge of the image of him, then you'll be transformed until you're speaking words just like him, and you are commanding things such as mountains to be cast into the sea. Nothing can stop the word of Yahweh. It does not come back void, so it's best to speak his word. So that's what we teach, his law, his word. Our brethren and our mother and sister are those who hear the word of God and do it. We're not to be hearers only. And yes, his law, his word of truth, it divides asunder between soul and spirit. If we're choosing to be with him in the spirit or in the carnal fleshly with the world, and always the carnal fleshly with the world will lead to destruction, and always his way of life is that of the spirit, and of being liberated. His law is spiritual, but we are flesh sold under sin. Romans chapter 7, verse 14. So walk in the spirit. We're told to walk in the spirit. Walk in the law. It is all law. The whole book is law. But thank Yahweh for the grace. What is grace? Charisma in Greek. It means a great talented person, very charismatic. That is what we've been given. That is grace. That word is also translated as gifts. In one place it says the gifts of healing. The gift of healing, that's grace of healing. The grace is power from God. Romans 1:15 says grace is for obedience. It's divine power from God to obey. He's given us the power of the Holy Spirit. Love, he's placed his laws in our hearts so we can love his law, so we're able to do it like they couldn't do. They're lacking the love. And now he's put it on our hearts. That is the new covenant. And we have now the resurrection power of the blood. And we will do great things. It says we'll do greater works than he did. Okay? And he that endureth to the end shall be saved. So just endure. Have patience. We'll make it. That goes with everything in life, especially in our personal life. Have patience. Endure. We'll make it. And, I did want to open up if there were any who had comments. Pastor Les, welcome on here. We're talking today, yes, our message today is peace and balance in the face of extremism. And the extreme are those who teach lies and cowardice above the law. And that's what people are reverting to. They're going to their father of lies, Satan. And we're not to do that. We're to go with our God, who is a God of truth, in order to speak it in love. But we read Psalms chapter 2. What happens when the wicked and the people of the earth, the kings of the earth, they want to take the bands of the Creator and throw them off, and Yahweh will destroy them for doing that. So he says, kiss the Son. That is, watch and make sure that you know that the Son of Yahweh is very important. And this is advice to the kings that they need to realize who is the King of Kings over the entire earth. And yes, it says quite a few things that are very, very important. And if they want to prosper, and if they want to do well, then they will just honor Jesus Christ and his anointed, who speak his word in truth, and do not try and throw off those bands. To throw it, because the Creator, yes, he, this He is the King of Kings. He is all, this is his earth. And to rebel against him is a sin of witchcraft, it says. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. But there's a great number of things going on in the world where I believe if we continue speaking the truth, we might be persecuted because they want everybody to just lie. And I hope everybody's been encouraged today that, yes, Yahweh is on his throne. We're seeing prophecies be fulfilled. We're seeing always his word coming about. And let's pray and hope that and intercede for those cases in Philadelphia and in California that are going forward with that Kenyan birth certificate and getting down to the bottom of the matter of the natural born status, whether or not it's a valid point or not. So until next week, I do want to welcome everybody in for questions and comments. I didn't get time for it today because we are at the end of our broadcast time. But do send them through email. My email address is minister@christassembly.com. And until next week, be encouraged that he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Yahweh bless you. Have a great week. Bye-bye.